You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What does Auckland need to do to become a global, livable and sustainable city that is fit for the future? Koitū, the Centre for Informed Futures, released its report yesterday titled Reimagining Tamaki Makaurau, which intends to provoke discussion about the potential for Auckland by the year 2070 and explains why Auckland's structures for governance, management, planning and funding need to be rethought. I spoke to co-author of the report, Dr. Anne Bardsley, and started by asking her whether Auckland is feeling engaged with the decision-making process in the city.
Generally not, no, and that's pretty evident in the turnout for local body elections and the limited input into consultations, the way that the government tends to do them currently.
So, in your report, you have envisaged 9 scenarios for a vision of Auckland by 2017. What needs to happen in 2022 or the near future for these visions to be realised?
Well, we have to actually start with getting people on board and talking to the public about what they really want. We haven't laid out a roadmap of what has to happen. What we produced was a provocation with some ideas looking far into the future, further than you would normally on the type of planning that happens typically, so that we're not fixed on any kind of past dependency based on what we already have. So we haven't come out with any, we have to make a certain decision in the next couple of years. We have to first get the conversations about what people really want to see. So we've put out a vision that we think a lot of people would buy into, especially certain aspects of it, but nothing can happen on that until there is a genuine agreement with the public and that decision makers are all on board with where we're going.
So what kind of response have you gotten from local government on your report?
Generally quite positive. I mean, we have engaged them before it was launched. We had discussions with some local government politicians and local board chairs, etc., before the report was finalized. But in general, they're pretty positive. I mean, even though we do talk about problems with the decision-making processes, they are all, I wouldn't say 100%, but they in general, they're open to having that discussion and know that there are problems and ways to do things better.
What are some of the biggest barriers in the way of Auckland's progress?
Well, it probably is the disjointed decision-making and disjointed ways that we go about planning, and that there's a lot of siloed thinking across government agencies. So we have proposed a single planning and data unit that is also, you know, for central and local government about Auckland, that we're all reading from the same page and can make better decisions with all the same information that's also easy to come by.
So what is Auckland's trajectory if it just continues business as normal?
Well, obviously, there are a lot of issues that we need to address because Auckland is going to continue to grow. We've already got major congestion problems, housing problems, etc. The housing crisis is probably going to cause a hollowing out for young people who can't afford to live in Auckland anymore, and they will find other places to go. And that will create its own effects later on without the talent necessary or the culture or anything else to keep the city going. And if we don't address issues of climate change and really make some big decisions about how we're going to change some things, the city could, some people painted a not very pretty picture. I don't think we really painted it as dire as it could be, but it's clear that there are some changes that need to be made.
So in your report, you spoke that the COVID-19 pandemic could have been a good opportunity for local government to kind of reset. Do you think they've done that?
It wasn't only up to local government. You know, this is very much a question of central and local government working together. Central government had a lot to do with, the restrictions and things that didn't allow certain things to happen. We didn't take an opportunity that we had as Auckland being and New Zealand being in such a favorable light for a while early on in the pandemic to make some changes that could have moved us in a different direction. It's not all lost, but I don't think, we haven't really taken the opportunity that we did have.
That was Dr. Anne Bardsley, Deputy Director of COI2, the Centre for Informed Futures.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.